Very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from Immune Nutrition and the Madison Healthcare Services. How are you doing, Amber?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I got that down pretty good.
You too.
Yeah. I'm like a radio pro.
Rolls right off.
That's right. Well, good to have you back with us again.
Good to be here.
And we're going to talk about something kind of fruity today.
That's right.
Citrus.
Citrus.
Yes. At least I think of fruit when I think citrus. So.
Well, you should.
I suppose that's the right thing
that
to do,
is citrus,
right?
Yes.
But you're going to tell us about the benefits of it today, I would imagine.
I will.
All right.
So we're in peak cold and flu season. So we've got a lot of people who are out there loading up on vitamin C supplements and things like that. But we're also in peak citrus season. So citrus season tends to run this kind of December to March, maybe November to April, depending on the year. And it's readily available. It tends to be less expensive. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then, because we've got the Super Bowl coming up this weekend, we don't have any Midwest teams in the Super Bowl. So I'm not sure if everybody out here is as excited about it as if,
still you know,
maybe the Vikings would have made it some year, right? But with the Super Bowl coming up, what can we do to add some citrus into our Super Bowl weekend too? So like I said, right now is peak citrus season. And citrus can do a lot for our body. It is loaded with nutrition. Vitamin C, which we'll dive into a little bit deeper here in a moment. Potassium, flavonoids, lutein, which is great for our eyesight. Beta carotene, which we also get from other orange and yellow foods. Fiber. So many great things in there that can help us just be nourished. And winter citrus tends to taste better because cool nights, at least cool nights when we're talking about cool weather for a lot of our more common citrus states like California or Texas or Florida. So their cool nights, not our cool nights. Cool nights improve sugar acid balance. So it can make our citrus a little bit juicier, can make the flavor a little bit stronger, it can improve the texture. It's just a good time of year to grow citrus if you live in those warmer climates.
Well, hopefully, it's been 30 degrees down in Florida here lately, so hopefully their citrus is still okay.
I hope so. I was just having a conversation that, when it gets too cold, citrus trees can die is what they said, and hopefully it's not getting too cold down there right now.
The iguanas are falling out of the trees and things.
Yeah, so, I heard something about that. So oranges, you mentioned. Oranges are a great source of citrus. Navel oranges are probably the most common that we see. Mandarins and clementines have become really popular. They're easy to peel. They're portable. Kids really like them. Lemons, of course, limes, both great citrus fruits, and then grapefruit. Grapefruit's one that tends to be a little bit confusing because you'll see sometimes warnings on medications that say, avoid grapefruit,
yeah,
right?
I have that on one of my medications, as a matter of fact. So.
Yeah, and really, if you have the occasional half a grapefruit, that's not going to be what causes the problem. It's when we have concentrated grapefruit juice is the biggest problem, and it can actually make some of our medications more effective. So it can cause issues in that way.
I think as long as you eat your grapefruit in the morning and you're taking your medicine at night or something, it's probably
yes. If okay. they're split yeah. apart, it's really right. not going to be a big deal. It's just if you're having grapefruit juice every day, that's not going to be the best
scenario. Don't use grapefruit juice to wash down your medicine.
Definitely don't do that. And always ask a pharmacist if you're confused or your provider or dietitian. They can always help navigate that. There's some other hidden citrus fruits, things that are a little harder to find that we don't think of, but that are great options.
Why don't you reveal those to us?
Pomelo.
Oh.
Have you had one of those
Never
before?
Never heard of it.
Kumquats.
I've heard of it.
Blood oranges?
Hmm.
They're not filled with blood. They're just bright red when you open
red.
Them.
Okay. All right.
They make great garnishes. They're a great one to have too. And if you're going to the grocery store, whether you're looking at a blood orange or a lemon or a lime, we're not necessarily looking at what that outside peel looks like in choosing the best option. You want to choose one that maybe feels a little bit heavy for its size, that gives just a little bit of give when it's pressed, that smells fragrant. Just a little plug for our local 4-H'ers out here. If you don't feel like selecting your own produce, they've got their fundraiser going on right now. So if you've got a Lac Parle 4-H'er in your community, in your neighborhood, reach out to them and you can get a whole bunch of citrus and support our local 4-H program.
And some beef sticks.
And some cheese. And some butter braids, I think. So reach out and support those local organizations when they have stuff like this. But one of the things I really wanted to hit on today is people tend to go go out and buy these mega doses of vitamin C, all these different supplements that are out there to help support their immune system. And vitamin C does help our white blood cell function. It helps our body create collagen and repair tissues and helps with antioxidant defense against a variety of different viruses and bacteria. But it doesn't prevent you from getting sick. So you still get exposed to germs. It's not like your body isn't going to take them in and try to fight them off. So it won't necessarily prevent colds, but it can help shorten the duration or maybe the severity of what you're experiencing. And it really works best as part of an overall nutrition plan more than just the supplement itself. So the myth that's out there is that these mega doses of vitamin C give you better immunity. So the more you take, the better it is. But really, when it comes to the amount of vitamin C that we take in, up to 200 milligrams, our body can absorb about 100% of it. Once we get beyond that 200 milligrams, if we have more than what our body can use, it just excretes it. So we just get rid of it. So that means if we're taking in 1,000 milligram supplements, you're only using probably a fifth of what's in there and not really efficiently absorbing the rest of it. So it can be a little bit better for us to get small doses of vitamin C throughout the day. So having a clementine, having an orange, having a grapefruit, we're going to get, 20 to 50 milligrams from each of those different fruits. And then there's other sources of vitamin C too that are non-citrus, like red bell peppers, yellow bell peppers are loaded with vitamin C. Potatoes. We've talked about potatoes before. They're not our enemy. They're a good source of vitamin C. Sweet
I like potatoes.
Regular potatoes.
French fried potatoes.
Not so much.
No. I think you've said that before.
Yeah. Kiwi, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, kale, all great sources of vitamin C. So when we eat the food rather than take the supplement, we also get the benefit of fiber, hydration, phytonutrients, all of that wonderful stuff. So if we can eat that whole food, that's going to be best. Now, you certainly can have some juice, but again, if we only have the juice and not the whole food, then we start to miss out on the fiber, the fullness, all of that kind of stuff that we get from it. So if you're looking for some ways to incorporate it this weekend, you could do a dip that's something like avocado and lime that you mash together with Greek yogurt or sour cream, some garlic powder and salt. You can make a citrus salsa that you have with chips or fish tacos or as a chili topping. You can do a citrus marinade for your wings or your pork or chicken, whatever you're having. A citrus vinaigrette on a salad or making a slaw that you can put on pulled pork sandwiches. Really adding lemon or lime to any queso, any chili, any kind of thing like that just amplifies that flavor and adds a little bit of nutrition. So as always, we talk about addition nutrition rather than restriction. How can we just add some of these nourishing things in rather than focusing on pulling things out? Easy.
All right. That sounds easy.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of looking over the internet here as you're speaking,
which I love.
You're pretty well, right in line with the general thought there on citrus.
Well, that's good.
But I was thinking, how about some of the other fruits? They're still good for you.
They are.
It says here apples, pears, watermelons, raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, melons, bananas, kiwi are not citrus fruits.
They're not.
But they're still good.
Loaded with nutrition and fiber. So incorporate the things that you like. And, if you have those apples, a little bit of lemon juice with them can keep them from going brown.
Okay.
And add a little lemon flavor. So, decide what you like.
Sounds good. All right. Well, I'm getting hungry. I'm going to go have a banana or something after the show.
Sure. It's a good prebiotic.
Yeah. Actually, I think I've got an orange in the refrigerator or something.
Look at that.
So not going to have that. So
there you go.
All right. Well, Amber, appreciate the information. If they have any questions for you, how can they find you?
Yep, you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's IMU nutrition.com, on Facebook at IMU Nutrition, or you can call up to the clinic here in Madison and schedule an appointment to see me.
Sounds good. And we will talk to you again next week on another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Amber Boyan's with us. We'll see you again next week.